Marisa from Puerto Vino here is our guest co-host on the show once again, and putting up with our shenanigans.
I'm loving it.
It's always so much fun having you on the show, Marisa. So listen, the gnomes get to go hang out and be part of that dancing video. We're going to do that. You know, I'm serious. We're going
to
do it
because
they belong.
They love to dance. They're all over it. So
yes.
Especially if they have like a little pink monkey partner.
Yeah, pink monkey partner. I think they're going to do damage across the country. And here, there are flamingos all around the house that we're at. So we talked to our friends here and said, you know, we can't wait. We couldn't wait for the snow. We were very excited about snow coming. So I'm texting. I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. I said, I can't wait to see all your flamingos in the snow, because there's lit up flamingos that light up at night. There's flamingos out in the front. So then she starts.
It's a thing. I know. We have neighbors who have, like, the whole flamingo family lit up. And then, you know, somebody just texted me a picture of their front yard, a friend of mine, she's got some flamingos. I'm like, the flamingo is a thing. Like, it's big.
Well, Madison, Wisconsin, apparently it was the university, because they're teachers here. And so the university in 1979, it was like a fraternity thing where they raised money and they put on the lawn of the university a whole bunch of flamingos. Then they raised money and dug them all out. And then in the snow, they put a Statue of Liberty. Like, they did this whole thing. They raised money, this crazy thing where they had a Little Feat concert come and perform. John Belushi called in to them at a toga party. I mean, this is like this. I'm not kidding.
That's
this
awesome.
Story. I've got to get Allison here to call in and,
yeah,
and tell this story, because I'm not doing it justice at all. So now,
awesome.
This started in the 70s. The neighborhoods out here, everybody has flamingos from this university thing. So, like, that's why I was like, we have to have the flamingo go to Australia. Dino.
That
Dino
is so fun. Oh, my gosh.
And the gnomes.
What a cool story, though.
I know. It's cool. So the gnomes, I want people to know about this because I know right now you're on the holiday show. But listen, a new holiday is coming up. Not a new one. Another one is Valentine's Day. And this is this time of year, everyone's getting hitched and hooked up and, you know, getting those rings on their fingers saying, come on, baby, let's go for next year. There's a lot of intimate weddings and elopements happening now. Elopements are the biggest thing that we've heard of all year. All the bed and breakfast are doing like 10 to 12 people weddings and elopements. This is because of COVID. And apparently it's not going away. And I kind of think the smaller weddings are cool, depending on who you are, if that's something you like, because you're not putting your house money into, like, I look at this whole thing of college tuition. You're going to have college tuition and a house and a wedding. Like, get rid of the wedding thing and just have a cool elopement, go to a bed and breakfast, put it into the honeymoon. I don't know. Just that's my, I'm not trying to knock big weddings, but. You know,
I think money, like marriages and babies are like such a huge money-making thing because they just play on your emotions. You know, having gone through both of those, it's like you just hook, line, and sinker. Like, I'm only going to get married once, and my baby, so you're just like, I'll spend whatever. And it's just,
oh, no,
it's
babies
insane.
Are never ending. There's like a, It's like having horses. Like, if you have horses, you're going to be in debt. Like, that's it. Vet bills, doctor bills, right, Nancy? We know about that.
All of that stuff.
So, you know, you have to have that. But the gnomes, I want to go in there because I think these are such cool gifts for Valentine's Day to give to friends that are getting married or having an anniversary, for couples to give to each other, because they're two little cute gnomes. And you want to pull on their little beardies. Pull on them. But tell everybody how these, and we got ours, man, and they're cool. They're going to be hanging out with Priscilla, our little travel mascot, our little sock monkey in places. I think they need to go because Priscilla, she's a naughty little monkey, and she does find little hot dates and things as we travel. And sometimes we have to rescue her from situations. Sometimes she drinks too many margaritas. So I'm feeling like the gnomes could keep her on the romantic positive path. Like, don't you know, she could find romantic spots that aren't so sleazy as she's been doing. I'm just saying.
You threw a little Priscilla under the bus. Oh my gosh.
Priscilla, no, she's bad. Wait till you meet her. She's been
it's a fun year,
though, because of COVID and the way her personality is, we've had to keep her locked away because we don't want her to get sick. But yeah,
she's locked up right now. Yeah. No, but gnomons are definitely fun. They're fun and they're good for, like, you know, and we designed them as, like, for couples because we thought, like, you know, Elf on the Shelf was such a big thing. And I remember this was one of those fun kind of our you know, team at the time for, honestly, our team for the prior company we had called Bella Vita all got together and we were talking about, like, how, you know, Elf on the Shelf and, you know, this, like, I don't know if you all know about it, but, you know, it's the elf that, like, basically parents hide, and now they do all sorts of really creative things with the elf on the shelf. And every evening, the, you know, the elf flies back to Santa, and then he comes back, and then he reports, you know, he looks at what the kids are doing, and then he'll report back to Santa that evening. So everybody that, you know, everyone's on their best behavior when Elf on the Shelf is around. So, but we thought, like, you know, wouldn't it be fun to have something fun for adults? It's always about the kids and, you know, but couples kind of, we all get so caught up in our children and then we like tend to, you know, make less time for each other. So we thought, and you know, at the end of the day, I think, as adults, we need to also, like, have that kind of a little bit of special attention. So we thought gnomes were kind of a cute way of doing that. And so, you know, these little gnomes, like, you know, they hold hands. They got little magnets on their hands. Their little hats, like, have wiring in them to, like, shape into a heart when they sit by each other. And the whole idea is that they – you know, if you're in a home with your family, that they sit there, and then when somebody wants to do something special with the gnome, they grab it, and then one gnome is no longer there. And so you know the hunt is on, that something is being done for you. And, yeah, you can use the little back pocket to put a little note in it or a special treat. Or, you know, if you're mad at someone in the family that you got into an argument, you can put a little I'm sorry note so it breaks the ice. And but what we found that was really fun is that even though we thought it was for adults, like, you know, we have a couple of kids and then our team at the time also had children and, like, the kids were totally into it. You know, we would do it for the kids and the kids would do it for each other, like, especially when they got into little arguments, they, you know, end up little candy go in the back pocket and stuck at their bedroom door. So
that's cool.
Cool. It's been really cute. It's been a fun way. And it's just a whole about, like, you know, making special moments with your gnomons, essentially, and just being caring and thoughtful. And I think that's what they do. They're kind of there and they, you know, so when I leave in the morning, if I know I'm going to leave before, like, my kids are up, especially, you know, in normal day times, I'll leave a little gnome and with a note, you know. So it's just a cute little tradition that we have now, and the gnomes are very much a part of, like, our birthday celebrations and, you know, all the different celebrations. So
I love
fun.
It. You know, we've been doing some segments on this. Barbara DePorter is our education expert, and she's been, you know, doing, and you got to be on a show with her. You haven't been on with
her.
That'd
be fun. That'd be great.
Yeah,
no.
You need to do that. You need to. She teaches what's called the 8 Keys of Excellence, and right now, more than ever, it's needed for kids because of the social disconnect of virtual learning. Yet, so she has SuperCamp, which is the world leader in summer academic achievement program. So kids going to college have this. And even if they're not going to college, go to this camp normally, 7 to 10 days. Mm-hmm. They're already getting applications for 2021, so it's still moving forward. But they live on campus for 7 to 10 days and learn basically how to study. What are their habits?
Wow.
What are they? Are they oral? Are they visual, you know, all of that, and also how to make decisions, how to stand up for themselves, and all that, you know, self-confidence,
oh,
and how to communicate. Keys of Excellence are the basis of that, and, you know, we've been doing segments with her for gazillions of years, and all these conversations right now about this social disconnect for teenagers, and because it's all the Zoom thing, so when they're doing studies, that they're actually turning their Zoom off. Their video off in that. So
yeah.
We don't know is it because they're in a neighborhood that doesn't have good internet, or is that a circumstance? Is it because they're embarrassed about their house? There's all of these things, and she's talking about the importance now more than ever that it's not really about the content that they're studying that needs to be focused on right now. Like, basically, the school should just scrap the year of content and move forward and get kids back emotionally in the right place. Suicide calls are up 800% for teens on the suicide hotline.
Wow, that's so sad. Horrible.
It's
horrible.
Really, really bad. And so for families right now, especially suddenly having to be shoved together for, like, I call it like the COVID pregnancy. It's like 9 months of pregnancy. Like, you know, everybody's at that point. Everybody's trying to work from home. A gnome could kind of have that. I actually want to see the eight keys, like, be part of that little thing too with the gnomes, where it could be a fun way of reconnecting, because I think humor breaks the ice of any kind of, it solves everything at the end of the day, humor. And and making it fun, if there's been arguments, because the kids are going to argue, the parents, everyone's going to argue at this point. Everyone's in that mode. Like, but we're starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel with vaccines, whether you like them or not, and all that stuff. Everyone's got a different thing. But there is a little bit of light in the end of the tunnel here. And I think we have to have some form of communication. Like Nancy and I talk about, we need to have a talking stick because I talk too much. So, like,
Did I hold a talking stick and say it third time?
So I think the gnomes will become our talking stick so that we can take turns.
Catch it.
Well, we have to develop systems as a mother-daughter team that travels together in one car, often have to be in the same room, works together. It's not a codependent relationship. We're dependent on each other, but it ain't that.
Right.
And we do have our moments, trust me, and they're dandies. And so you have to have, we have systems, and then we have to refine the system. So now the gnome, Nancy, the gnomons, they're going on the dashboard with the They're going.
It'll
going
be your
with
hood
us.
Ornament.
I know. I think that I just love communication, things like that.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it is. It's really fun. And I think it's one of those things, like, another thing where it evolves is that, you know, when we released some, our kids were in middle school, and, you know, a lot of the teachers were really, like, excited about them because it's just a little, you know, reward for children as well. You know, that the gnome could be on your desk, or that there'd be a special note, especially if you know, kids were feeling down or whatever. So the teachers actually use them in so many different ways, which is really, really fun. And, you know, I think whenever you have things that can be used to be, show that you care, I think it really, and this is the part of it that was, I think, is really neat. It's like if they're there, they're looking at you, and you're kind of like, I should do something nice for somebody with these. You know what I mean? Whereas if they're not there, I'm not going to say you don't think about it, but it just, like, they just make it one little step easier to do something little. You know, like, even just like if they appear at my desk with a little note, like, I know you're having a bad day, but I love you. You know, I mean, just so sweet that you're just like, oh, like, that was so simple, yet it made my day. You know, just because somebody saw that, like, that was I'm having a tough day, and that was, you know, so it doesn't take a lot, right? I think especially, you know, I think between men and women, or women and women, whatever, like, I feel like it really doesn't take a lot to show somebody that you care, you know, and I think a lot of times we make a bigger deal out of it than it really requires, you know, and especially as you're talking with children, you know, I don't think, like, kids, you know, I feel like as a parent, like, what I know, we all want to, like, just be so perfect, but when it comes down to it, if you just show a kid that you love them, you know, really, and that you care about them, that's the main foundation, you know. So, again, like, bringing gnomons into that, like, little things that you do just to show, like, that you care about them and that they're part of, you know, that you're an important part of your life, it just brings out that, brings that out. I mean, that's So I think it, it's kind of transformed into something that really was is beyond what like we are expecting it could be. But they're cute, they're fun, and they're just, you know, they're just there. So a little quirky, but once you have them, then you're like, oh, that's fun, you know. So.
Well, I think it reminds us because we're so stuck into our phones, and we're so, you know, and I know they work with that too.
You know,
we're so stuck into things that I don't know. I just think it's a reminder. It's a reminder, like, hey, like, how far down the rabbit tunnel are you, you know, pull your head out of that, you know, and remember this part. We need those reminders because society, it's even though I think COVID kind of calmed down the rat race, but then it's a rat race of survival for some people. It's a rat race of how am I going to get through this, you know, and then it's like a different thing. So it's just a different animal. But I think this is, I think for Valentine's Day, for anniversaries, and I think everyone should have a gnome. I like them. I think they're cute.
They're fun.
And you're going to see weird things happen on Instagram. Just saying.
They're going places. They're going to
see notes. One day we'll have the gnomes and Priscilla saying, I've been everywhere, man. That's it. That's all we'll be. I love that. So, everyone, the website is gnomens.com. So, it's like gnome, NTS. So, gnomens.com. Also, porto-fino.com. You got to get it now. Don't delay it. Today's the day. And if you're listening to the podcast tomorrow, the next day, or later, don't forget there's New Year's to celebrate. And there's just every day to celebrate with wine out in the park or in the city or wherever you're going. Take it outside and enjoy, and you can share if you want, and some of them have masks to match, and some of them have hand sanitizer, little spigot thingies that you can use. So there you go. So it's
they're
all
super versatile.
Marissa knows how to pick everybody up on how to get out there and have a good time. I love it. And take your gnomes with you too. I think they should be in every Portovino bag. Like, just do. So put them on there. Put them in there. All right. So thank you so much, Marissa, for joining us. Thank you, Dino Jag, for calling in. I know I was emailing him to the show. Where are you? And I'm like, it's me. Like, again, understanding that 17 and a half hours, but he's always worth putting on a show because his voice and his music and his attitude just rocks. He's awesome. And also, I got to give a shout out to Harley Wallen, awesome actor, and what a nice guy, man. Awesome person. So,
totally.
Just great guest today, and great guest co-host, as always, Marissa. And we want to thank all of you listeners for joining us here on Big Blend Radio. We will be back on Friday with part two. And on Friday's show, speaking of Bobby DePorter, will be on our education expert, military historian Mike Guardia, and his kids' books. Vocalist Johnny Schaefer, incredible singer-songwriter. I mean, just amazing voice. And Dr. Jackie's going to remind us about how many cookies we can and cannot have for your heart. She'll let you have a little wine. She lets us have more over the holidays, and then she says, well, you know, she'll tell us. But she did raise from 4 ounces to 5 ounces of wine. We're allowed to have 5 ounces a day now as women.
There you go.
But she's not happy with Nancy and I. She said, no, we're not behaving. And Nancy tried to tell her that that extra glass of wine is what keeps her calm and
that's
lowers
right.
the blood pressure. And Dr. Jackie says, no. Anyway, But all right, we're gonna close with a song called Fall Winter, because that's where, like other places, are feeling fall. We're in that middle somewhere. It's not quite winter. It's fall into winter. And this is from an amazing duo based out of New York City, Yagul, and from their album Yuna. And you can go to their website, yagul.com. And this is Fall Winter. Enjoy. It's just pretty winter, fall winter music. It's beautiful. Keep
Thanks
up with us.
Thanks for having me
winter.
On. Happy holidays and enjoy.
You too. Well,
thank
yeah,
you.
It's so much fun.
Here. Thank you so much, Marissa. You rock. And happy holidays to you.
You
and Nora. All right.
Yes, you too. You guys take care. Love you. Bye.
Love you too.
Take care.
Care.